From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuga Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Manpower Ministry has said it is coordinating with the Transportation Ministry on resolving the issue of shipping rates following a meeting between ministries, officials, and representatives of e-commerce carriers and drivers. As quoted by Antara Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia in a statement on Friday, stated that the partnership pattern between carriers and companies will be evaluated and studied thoroughly, so that the bargaining position of couriers, both for applicators and delivery service companies, can be more equal. The partnership relationship should not limit the rights and work safety of couriers. Ida also said long working hours can potentially make couriers prone to accidents, and due to low delivery rates, they often work beyond their capacity. She emphasized the protections of courier is as important as the protection of e-commerce consumers. Social Affairs Minister Tri Risma Hari Ini has said her ministry is developing concepts and models for handling children who have lost their parents due to COVID-19. It has been mandated in 1945 constitutions that the poor and neglected children be looked after by the state. Minister Tri Risma Hari Ini also said at the Social Affairs Ministry, the handling is carried out by the Directorate General of Social Rehabilitation. She pointed out in a statement released on Friday that the handling of orphans must involve various related parties, as its implementation must have a legal and budgetary basis. The minister said, as per provisional data, Indonesia has around 4 million orphans, not including children who were victims of the COVID-19 pandemic. The data will continue to be updated with inputs from local governments. Speaker of the Regional Representative Council DPD, A'a Lanyala Mahmud Mataliti, has asked young people to remain disciplined in following the health protocols to help curb coronavirus transmission. Mataliti stressed in a press statement received by Antara on Friday that it is true that young people do have a stronger immune system. However, it must be noted that there are many cases where young people have become virus carriers for their parents. For that reason, discipline in following health protocols is essential. He also stated the COVID-19 handling task force has also reported an increase in death among COVID-19 patients belonging to the productive age. He further said it would be beneficial for families and the environment if young people remain disciplined in taking good care of themselves. 5 million doses of the Sinovac vaccine have arrived in Indonesia on Friday. It was said by head of the Drug and Food Control Agency, BPOM, Penny Kalukito, issuing a virtual press statement broadcast on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel, as quoted by Antara. She explained Indonesia again received COVID-19 vaccine. The government received 5 million doses of Sinovac vaccine in the form of finished products. The arrival of the Sinovac vaccine had increased the number of vaccines available in the country. To date, the total number of COVID-19 vaccine in the country is more than 185 million doses. She added this marked the government's hard work in administering vaccination for Indonesian citizens. The BPOM continues to supervise the development, cooperation, arrival, and distribution of vaccine. Let's move on to the international news. Representatives of the Venezuelan government and the opposition began a round of talks on Friday in Mexico City with the aim of overcoming Venezuela's acute political and economic crisis. Unlike previous negotiations efforts, the talks will include more than a dozen countries, among them the Netherlands, Russia, Bolivia, Turkey, and Norway, which will act as the facilitators. Jorge Rodriguez, president of the Venezuelan parliament, said before the talks, which will last until Sunday, that his side is sure that under the auspices of peace, the government will build an agreement for Venezuelan women and men for peaceful coexistence to look as the government should all look to the future. The Tunisian presidency posted on Facebook that Tunisian President Kais Saied on Friday received an official U.S. delegation headed by Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Finer, who carried a written message from President Joe Biden. During the meeting, Saied said the measures he had taken dismissing the prime minister's freezing parliament and assuming executive authority were within the framework of implementing the constitution and responding to a popular will in light of the political, economic and social crisis and rampant corruptions and bribery. The first U.S. troops are arriving in Afghanistan to help diplomatic staffs and other leaves as many countries scramble to evacuate workers and citizens amid the rapid Taliban advance. As quoted by BBC.com on Friday, militants capture Pul-e Alam, capital of Longar province, just 80 kilometers or 50 miles from the capital, Kabul. The UN chief said the situation was spinning out of control with devastating consequences for civilians. More than 250,000 people have been forced to leave their homes so far. The Taliban advance comes as U.S. and other foreign troops withdraw after 20 years of military operation. The fighting has raised fears that gains in human rights made since the militants were ousted from power in 2001 could be swiftly reversed. That was the news. First news comes from Probolinggo, East Java. Ngadisari village, where the local indigenous people call it Tenggeris, become the first village of Probolinggo Regency, East Java, to complete the COVID-19 vaccination, or 100% of the population will have been vaccinated this week. Region of Probolinggo, Petan Triana Sari, in a press release received by Antaranus Agency in Probolinggo Regency last Wednesday, said, "This will be an inspiration to all, not only the Probolinggo Regency government and the Ngadisari village government, but also all Indonesian people." The vaccination in the village reaches 90% of the target set at 70%, while the remaining 191 people are vaccinated this Saturday. Next news comes from Yogyakarta. The Yogyakarta city government has designated Malioboro and Tugu Station as mandatory areas for vaccination and mandatory wearing of face masks. Mayor of Yogyakarta, Haryadi Suyuti, said last Wednesday that Malioboro was designated as a mandatory area for wearing masks and vaccinations because many tourists from outside the region often visit it. The traders in the area have also been vaccinated. The security officers in the Malioboro or Jogoboro area will also routinely conduct random checks on visitors to the tourism area to check whether they have been vaccinated against COVID-19. The visitors who have not got vaccinated will be directed to undergo vaccination at Tugu Station. The Yogyakarta City Government plans to increase the number of areas required for mass and vaccination in its area. The last news comes from Malang, East Java. The innovation of the cupping test tool for coffee drinks, the work of 5 students across the faculties of Brawijaya University, won an award at the International Conference on Green Agro-Industry and Bioeconomy, or ICGAB, early last July. One of the team members, Arini Robiljati Ulinuha, in release received in Malang, East Java last Tuesday, said, "The cupping test is a very crucial stage before coffee beans are ready to be marketed. However, the stage takes a long time and can only be done by professional panelists, while the number of professional panelists in Indonesia is still very limited." He said that the tool they made could help the cupping test process so that it can be done faster and can be done by anyone. Arini admitted that the background of the innovation is the increasingly widespread growth of the economic sector, especially stalls, shops, and cafes that sell coffee drinks. This research has been conducted since May 2021.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
On August 14, 1947, Pakistan gained independence. On August 14, 1947, Pakistan obtained its independence from British imperialists. The independence was gained after the independence movement led by Muhammad Ali Jinnah. After adopting a new constitution in 1956, Pakistan officially became an Islamic Republic. Then in 1971, there was a civil war in the state of East Pakistan, which eventually made the state split into a new state, namely Bangladesh. We turn to the event of August 14, 1961, when President Sukarno introduced the Scout Movement. The Scouting Movement in Indonesia has been started since 1923, which was marked by the establishment of the Nationally Parvendari Organisasi, or NPO, in Bandung, West Java, by the Dutch East Indies colonial government. Officially, the Scouting Movement was introduced on August 14, 1961, after the President of the Republic of Indonesia bestowed the Scout Movement banner with Presidential Decree No. 448 of 1961. Since then, August 14th has been designated as the anniversary of the Scout Movement. The last event is in 2007, when bombs occurred in Qathania, Iraq. Bombings of the ancient Yazidi religious sect community took place in Iraq on August 14, 2007. 4 suicide bombing actors exploded simultaneously in Qathania and Jazira. The Iraqi Red Crescent estimated that the bomb killed 796 people and injured 1,562.
The attack was aimed at the Yazidi community, which became a minority. The bombing involved a fuel tanker and three cars with 2 tons of explosives. Al-Qaeda was blamed behind of the terror group. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Everyone has to know.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank AIIB has disbursed a loan worth $150 million for the Indonesia Raya Multifunction Satellite Satria 1 project. The funds are for financing this satellite project, which is scheduled to orbit in the third quarter of 2023. Principal Investment Officers, Digital Infrastructures and Industry Head of AIIB, Asim Rana, revealed it in a virtual discussion on Thursday, August 12. According to Asim Rana, one of the points that AIIB is interested in collaborating with the Indonesian government, in this case the Ministry of Communication and Information, is the internet facilities that can be provided by Satria 1, namely as many as 149,000 public service points in all remote areas in Indonesia. Asim Rana explained that the program is in line with the Infrastructure for Tomorrow funding mission. This infrastructure will connect people in schools, hospitals and local governments in areas that are still difficult to reach with other citizens of the world. Besides, infrastructure is one of the main drivers of poverty alleviation efforts. Meanwhile, the Satria 1 development project uses the public-private partnership scheme between the Indonesian government and the private sector, in this case, PT Satellite Nusantara 3. This collaboration brings together the government and PT Satellite Nusantara 3 through funding support from AIIB. According to Asim Rana, this collaborative project is the most important element of why AIIB is involved. On the same occasion, Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny J. Plaite thank AIIB for taking the financing portions of the Satria 1 project. The minister explained that currently Indonesia uses 9 commercial satellites to support national telecommunications. They are divided into 5 national satellites and 4 foreign satellites. Minister Johnny G. Plate hopes that by the end of 2023, the Satria 1 satellite will be able to orbit and function commercially to support public services in Indonesia. According to Minister Johnny, Satria 1 is one of the satellites that is quite large, namely 150 gigabytes per second.
Manusia mencari hal yang tak dimengerti. Terus menggali, entah kapan berhenti. Lebih berkilau, tak selalu lebih indah. Bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai. Selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah, nah kau kan mengerti. Pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada untuk kau berseri. mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati, tak ada alasan
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Lake Sentarum, which belongs to the Betung Kerihun National Park, is located in Kapuas Hulu Regency and shares borders with Malaysia. In 1999, at the 30th session of the International Coordinating Council for Man and Biosphere, UNESCO had designated Lake Sentarum as a new biosphere reserve, namely Betung Kerihun Biosphere Reserve Danau Sentarum Kapuas Hulu. The award has become a testament of the commitment of the Kapuas Hulu Regency and Betung Kerihun Danau Sentarum National Park in preserving nature. Thus, it obtained international support and awards. Is unique because it occupies 7 sub-districts in Kapuas Hulu region. They are Batang Lupar, Nangakantuk, Suhait, Selimbau, Jongkong, Bunut, and Badau sub-districts. It is because the area of Lake Sentarum reaches 127,000 hectares, so it makes Lake Sentarum as the largest lake in Kalimantan and one of the biggest lakes in Indonesia. Lake Sentarum area can be reached through several entrances. One of them is from Putu Sibau, which is the capital of the Kapuas Hulu Regency. Although it takes 6 hours by speedboat, it makes its visitors satisfied after enjoying the beautiful scenery at Lake Sentarum. Lake Sentarum is unique. This lake does not come from volcanic eruptions like other lakes in Indonesia, but it comes from a flood of small lakes around the Kapuas River. This lake also has its own tidal period. Within 10 months of a year, Lake Sentarum can have abundant water, but in the dry season, Lake Sentarum dries up, even though it can be passed by a motorbike. Lake Sentarum is also a home for a diversity of flora and fauna specialty of Kalimantan, particularly freshwater fish species, as well as the long-nosed proboscis monkey. In this lake, there are also red arwana fish, which become endemic fish. Moreover, the forest in Lake Sentarum is also a habitat for black orchids, sinyolung crocodiles, sun bears, and migrant birds. This kind of forest is very rare in the world. Therefore, it takes one full day to be satisfied to enjoy the amazing views of Lake Sentarum and all its tourism potential. But of course, this can be enjoyed if the COVID-19 pandemic shakes off. listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Aku yang selalu ada. Selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu. Tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi. Jauh meninggalkanku, aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu. Selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu. Tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi. Jauh meninggalkanku, aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Aku di sini untuk kamu.
Di sini untuk
jangan
kamu.
Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa kamu. Untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
listener, this time a proud achievement was achieved by a high school student from Indonesia in the field of art in the form of a poster. It was Naisila Nurina Rahmawati, who won a gold medal at the 2021 International High Schools Arts Festival, or ISAF. Naisila's work competed with 500 similar poster works from 14 countries spread from the continents of Asia, Europe, and Africa. ISAF is an event organized by the International Foundation for Arts and Culture, or IFAC. This year, the event, which is coming up on the 22nd year, has been taking place online from 4th until 15th of August 2021, with its headquarters in Tokyo, Japan. According to the IFAC official website, 14,000 works of art made by high school students from various countries were sent. Of the tens of thousands of works, the 500 best works were then selected to be exhibited at one of the most prestigious art galleries in Japan, the Tokyo National Art Center. The International Foundation for Arts and Culture, or IFAC, is a non-profit organization established to promote human well-being through music and all arts, founded in 1996 and officially recognized by the government of Japan in 1999. Naisila's work implies a message that achievement, which is not only limited to pursuing champions and trophies, but also benefiting others, is also a noble achievement. In addition, she also conveyed a message to continue to be enthusiastic, especially because the world still has to struggle to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. Through this theme, Naisila received appreciation from the chairperson of IFAC, Mr. Haruhisa Handa. Listener, that was Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan, terselip harapan. Langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyinya pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan selip harapan dan langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku, tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. The rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku, tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Suara Baru, to be sung by Rita S. Singing a song can cheer up a sad heart. That is among the contents of the song lyrics created by Marjo Kahar. In addition to making the heart happy, singing can also soothe a longing heart, especially if sung at night. The song is slow and melodious, like a keroncong song in general. Here is Rita S with the keroncong song entitled Suara Baru. Enjoy!
Terdengar
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu, tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku.
Kau jadi milikku,
dirimu
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 di Bakoikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Cuma tak ingin membagi lara selama engkau di sini.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.